Russia says it has taken full control of Avdiivka, a strategically important town in Ukraine's east, marking Russia's first significant gain in almost a year. Ukrainian troops withdrew in part because they are low on ammunition. Western aid hasn't come through, while North Korea and Iran send arms to Russia. We're joined by NPR's Joanna Kakissis, who is in central Ukraine. Hi, Joanna.
Hi, Camila.
So let's start with this town that Russian troops just captured. Why is it in particular important?
Well, Avdiivka has been a Ukrainian stronghold since 2014 when Russia first invaded this eastern region that it's in called Donetsk. This withdrawal gives Russian President Vladimir Putin a win before next month's presidential elections, where, of course, he's the only real candidate. If the Russians manage to keep Avdiivka, it also gives the Kremlin access to more industrial resources in Donetsk. Avdiivka has a big Soviet-era plant that produces a coal-based fuel called coke, not the beverage, the fuel. But there's not much left of Avdiivka. Only a few hundred residents are still there, and they're hiding in the basements of ruined buildings.
How did the Ukrainians lose their grip on Avdiivka, especially since this area has resisted Russian forces for 10 years now?
So a couple of things, Camila. The Russians employed familiar scorched earth tactics that they've used in other Ukrainian cities, as well as in Chechnya and Syria. The Russians send wave after wave of soldiers on the ground. The Ukrainians said no matter how many Russian soldiers they killed, more would just come and come. The Institute for the Study of War, which is in Washington, says the Russians also managed to overpower Ukrainian troops by using glide bombs, which Ukraine has been unable to shoot down. The days before the withdrawal were very grim. Ukrainian soldiers on the ground were writing on Instagram describing hellish scenes of constant bombing and artillery fire and how they didn't have enough ammunition to keep up. One soldier wrote, "The road to Avdiivka is covered with our corpses." Ukraine's new military chief decided early Saturday morning that the human cost of keeping troops there was just too high, and he ordered a withdrawal.
You mentioned a lack of ammunition. How is that affecting momentum on the battlefield?
So look, you know, Russia is a much bigger country than Ukraine, and it has always had a much bigger arsenal. In fact, the Russians are firing up to five times more artillery rounds than the Ukrainians. And the Ukrainians have been forced to ration their ammunition on the front line. They are running really low because the supplies have been delayed. Europe promised last year to send 1 million rounds to Ukraine, but less than half of that has arrived. And U.S. military aid to Ukraine is stuck in Congress. President Biden called Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky on Saturday. And according to a readout of the call, Biden blamed, quote, congressional inaction for this dwindling supply of ammunition for the Ukrainians, which has resulted now in the withdrawal of Avdiivka. Mm-hmm. And at the Munich Security Conference, Zelensky also made the connection between losses on the battlefield and the lack of weapons. He's saying, we don't have enough weapons, especially enough long-range weapons, and Russia has them. That's why our main weapon today is our soldiers and our people.
Joanna, do Ukrainians blame the U.S. for not coming through on aid?
Well, you know, Ukrainians are very reluctant to publicly criticize the U.S. because they see Americans as their strongest allies. I was just in northeastern Ukraine in a village near the Russian border that's often shelled, and I met a woman named Victoria Chub. She said, look, we know Ukraine won't survive if the U.S. does not help us.
Чи перемога нашій Україні потрібна? Потрібна дуже.
She's saying, that's why my friends in the village get together every night and pray. That's all we can do. We pray for help, we pray for the war to end, and we pray for our soldiers to come home alive.
NPR's Joanna Kakissis in the central Ukrainian city of Dnipro. Thanks, Joanna.
You're welcome.